For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about menstruation, which may not be something for younger ears yet, but if you're a guy who thinks this moment isn't for you, oh, it is. It is especially for you. We want to get the latest on an effort to help those who don't menstruate feel what it's like for most people who do with something called the Period Pain Simulator. It's a wearable device being tried by men in mall kiosks in India. And at a recent event where all three members of the social media dance sensation Basement Gang gave it a try.
No, that's not normal pain.
Are you calling in sick to work?
Yeah.
You know that hurts.
Are you going to dance class?
No.
I'm not going to dance class today. It don't make no sense.
We all have the power button.
Is this how it is, bro?
No way.
Nathaniel James, Nicholas McDonald, and Kadeem Hemmings trying out the Period Pain Simulator. It got worse, as we'll hear when Kadeem joins us in a minute. But first, Lux Perry, who after a struggle with menstruation, founded Some Days. That's a company devoted to improving the lives of women who menstruate with information, soothing products. And then she also co-created the Period Pain Simulator. Lux, we should say many women menstruate with only slight discomfort. But you were 9 when you started to have some symptoms, 12 when you had your period. You know, explain that and how bad it was.
Yeah, so I started experiencing abdominal pain around 9, and then it progressively got worse through my teenage years to the point where I had a limp, to the point where I couldn't go to work or school. I couldn't play sports. I was like an athlete, but if I had my period during any kind of game, didn't matter if it was the championships, yeah. I could not play.
And was it like doubling over, clutching your stomach? Was it sharp? For those who don't know, what was it?
I mean, it changes, but it mostly for me feels like being stabbed in the stomach.
Oof.
And it's like a full body pain. So it's not just my abdomen. It's like my whole body is hot. I'm really lightheaded. I feel like I'm going to throw up. It just prohibited me from going about my life and my daily activities. And that's really our mission, is to inform people that period pain is not normal and that if it is interrupting your daily life or preventing you from attending work or school, you should seek care and speak to your doctor about it.
Right. That is the overarching here, that there can be such severe pain that there are things that you should pay attention to. In your case, you were diagnosed with endometriosis. That's when tissue important to the cycle grows where it shouldn't. It causes terrible pain and can affect fertility. But again, some people can just have really uncomfortable cramps. Did you have a hard time, though, communicating that?
Yeah, I mean, and I think I'm not alone in that experience, that women are regularly dismissed in their pain. There is a huge gender pain gap that's backed up by scientific studies that women are not believed when they express pain. And the Period Pain Simulator is a way for us to express to people the severity of that pain and to sort of bring awareness and start a conversation, because a lot of people are squeamish around talking about menstruation and then particularly menstrual pain. And so, as you'll see when you speak to Kadeem, it's like it really facilitates like this lighthearted experience where people can talk about this very serious issue that is preventing women from fully participating in their lives.
Right. Well, and in some countries, there's also the shame of the pain. Women are so ostracized that they're banished to menstruation huts because they're thought to be unclean while they're having their period. It's the stigma of the period. Now, some women, we should say, enjoy the isolation, but these huts are illegal in some countries because women have died in them of dehydration or they're forced in there during hurricanes. So there's this sense of the stigma of the thing that really is what helps us give life, you know? it's a part of life.
I think things are changing. You know, we've seen a lot of momentum in the last few years of the younger generation really like destigmatizing, claiming things and being very open. And I think that the simulator really contributes to that. Because it's so quiet and, like you said, people are told to sort of menstruate quietly away, that by having this like really public demonstration, it allows people with periods to connect in their experience, because even amongst ourselves, we don't talk about it all the time. And so it facilitates this understanding of, oh, I'm not the only one that experiences debilitating pain. Oh, I'm not the only one that's going through this. And opens a whole other door and opportunity to connect with people and talk more openly.
How do you know the level of pain to have the Period Pain Simulator produced? Because as we said, it's on a scale, and not everybody has the serious endometriosis but can still have cramps.
pain is very subjective, so there's no way to know exactly what different people's pain experience is like, because pain affects everybody differently. How we did it is we tested the simulator on hundreds of women, and we had them rank their pain. And then we asked them, you know, is yours debilitating? And they say no, and I think I'm at a 7. And so we kind of gauged that a level 7 on our simulator is typically what like a normal cramp would feel like. And it just sort of starts to tip into pain around like 8, 9, 10. And so we explained to people that that would not be considered normal, and that anything below that would be considered like cramps and not pain.
Well, you've had so many viral moments with men trying the simulator. We're going to bring in Kadeem in a second, but there was the one where a rather buff-looking Canadian police officer in Calgary tried it.
Uh-huh.
Let's listen.
Give us a yeehaw.
Is he crying?
I'm not sure. Sometimes it's hard to tell if people are crying because they're sweating so much.
But we've seen men approach the simulator like, oh yeah, no simulator's going to knock me out. And then they're on their knees or doubled over. I'm going to ask you in a minute a couple more questions about relief for this kind of pain that women have. But first, let's bring in Kadeem Hemmings. He is one third of the amazing trio of dancers, the Basement Gang. Kadeem, we heard you, Nathaniel, and Nicholas, your partners, trying it. First of all, what did you think before you tried it?
Before I tried it, I honestly thought it would be bad, but I would be able to get through it and, like, you know, still kind of not really think too much about it. But definitely from doing that experience, I thought something completely different.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a little more, shall we?
Yo, yeah, I'm sweating buckets.
Kadeem, what were you thinking in that moment?
Why does this kind of pain exist, to be honest?
Yeah,
going through it is a weird experience. To think that someone has to deal with that on almost a monthly basis is outstanding to me. So it was unbelievable.
Well, did it make you think differently about women in your life?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was definitely more appreciative of my mom and my girlfriend, especially because I've seen them go through their period too, and there's days where they have to just curl up in bed and just do nothing the whole day. And seeing how it feels, I completely understand why. I would see my mom like be on her period in pain, and she'd still like cook us food. So the fact that she could do that and I could barely stand is definitely an eye-opening experience.
Well, Kadeem, here's some of the comments after the videos. Now try it for 5 days while holding down a job, taking care of kids, cooking and cleaning. Here's another one. They should have tried the labor and delivery pain simulator. Do that next.
Yeah.
Lux, I'm assuming this was your goal.
Absolutely. I mean, I really think it's a mission achieved.
Yeah. Well, but tell me something. As you've been saying, this is important information. There shouldn't be extreme pain. You really should check in with a doctor. And even cramping, there can be comfort for. Like what?
So at some days, we design all natural period pain relief. And essentially, the idea is that you don't have to suffer despite what women are told their entire lives. And so essentially what some days does is we infuse pain relieving ingredients into everyday products. So like body oils, body creams, baths, teas, to help people sort of integrate pain relief into their life in a way that feels good. And until our healthcare system catches up and is able to better support us long-term through proper diagnosis, you know, it takes people an average of 7 to 10 years to get diagnosed with endometriosis, which is the condition that I have. And so until the healthcare system catches up, Somedays is here to provide natural, effective relief for people.
There's heating pads, and perhaps if more people in the healthcare profession, the men, had to wear your period pain simulator, we'd have of that. Kadeem, what have you been hearing from friends? Because again, I'm looking at some of these other comments. Someone said, and this doesn't include headaches, pain everywhere, mood swings, food cravings. Someone else writes, I used to almost pass out, had to slide down the stairs to make it to my mom's room, just for her to make me tea and plug in the heating pad. What are you hearing from your friends and followers?
Exactly that. Like, we're just going through the feeling of cramps. They always mention, like, that's not even, like, half of the pain. It's just hilarious seeing, like, I guess, to a lot of people, it's hilarious seeing that for 20 minutes we could barely handle it, and then some people have to go through that for, like, days.
Well, you know what I'm hearing, Kadeem? I mean, sounds like you're a better son, a better boyfriend, maybe a better dad someday if you choose that. for understanding this.
Yes, I think every man needs to go through this experience.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, wow. We've been speaking with Lux Perry, founder and CEO of Some Days. They aim to improve the menstrual experience, but she also co-created the Period Pain Simulator. For those who don't know about periods, they can see how it feels. Kadeem Hemmings of the Basement Gang Dance Trio, search them out and thank him for trying out the Period Pain Simulator. Kadeem, Lux, thanks to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Whatever you need. Some days, I can't. I couldn't do it again. I could not do it again.
What about you? You got any pity in your heart?
You don't have pity in your heart, bro?
I can't think right now. I thought I died. I thought I was dead for a minute.